The Volumes of Truth,
Volume 7, The Voice of Truth, April 22nd, 2008,
from Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy for our brother in Christ, and for all those who have ears to hear.
This question was asked of the Lord
for our brother in Christ.
Lord, what does your voice sound like? The Lord answered,
To my Son, and to all those who have received ears to hear, my own beloved, within whom I see of myself. Beloved, listen, and hear and know the love of a Father, even of your Father in heaven, whose voice you have heard, and will soon come to know. Beloved, come and be filled with the joy of the Lord, which never fades, nor does it slumber, nor will it ever pass away. A flood of joy flowing into the innermost parts of your being, cascading through your spirit, reaching deep into that hidden place known only to the Lord. A place crafted by my own fingertips, delicately fashioned so those of the flesh may know me, unlocked and opened by the trusting in and the knowledge of the greatest of all loves. A love which surpasses time and space, life and death. A place of perfect peace, yea, inside pure and undefiled love. Love of such a kind, cleansing every part seen and unseen, known and unknown. The love of such power and majesty, even that which has been corrupted is restored in the image of God. From grace to grace, from light to the light. My glory shone in you and through you, bright and shining. A flame brought forth from my own glory, shared with my beloved forever. A flame which can never be put out, nor can it flicker, nor shall it be covered over again. For where I am, there is no darkness at all. Beloved, you are never alone. Here I am, with you and in you, the blood in your veins, of which you have drank and accepted, the very salt in your tears. Healing tears brought forth from a sincere and contrite heart, manifest in the eyes of the redeemed. Oh, my beloved, let me wipe them away, even every one, numbering them, accounting them unto love's purpose. Even as that which was poured out from my side, which must be received in me and from me, even as Eve was given to Adam. And so it is with my bride, both taken and given, and received and brought forth of the same. Beloved, I am the fulfillment of all things. In my arms, heaven and earth pass away. Only perfect fulfillment remains. You and I united, love's completion. Your image, mine, Father and Son. The Father's joy accomplished. I have loved you all your life, even from the foundation of the world. Even upon the cross, I knew you and loved you, remembering you in my kingdom. Beloved, those with me have never departed. At no time have I ever lost one the Father has given me. Beloved, here is wisdom surpassing human knowledge. Satan has no power at all, nor has he changed even one tittle of that written according to the Father's will. For those who have eternal life were known to me from the very foundation of the world, and those written in my book were written there from the beginning. Is the Lord's hand shortened at all that he cannot save? Is my ear dulled that I cannot hear? My son, I speak to all my sheep, yet they have forgotten how to listen. And so I have taken from among you one who was ignorant, void of all doctrine and teaching, and spoke to him these words, Timothy, read my word. And from that moment on Has he heard my voice? And what of my voice, you ask? Its sound, its tone, its passion? This is what I say to you. Listen, and you shall also know. How does water taste to the man lost in the desert, dying of thirst? How does food taste to the starving? How does love feel to the desolate? How does the warmth of a fire feel to those coming in from the cold? How does the caress of your beloved feel after many days apart? How does a father look upon his newborn child? How can one describe the sound of love, which surpasses knowledge, the sound of what my love is? Can you hold the infinite in your hand? Beloved, this is what my voice sounds like to those who love me. A still, small voice. And to the rest, the sound of rushing waters, lightnings and thunderings of fury and fiery anger, with deep and infinite sorrow, bitter anguish. Love, the voice of truth.